Okay, brothers, we have some questions that have been posed to us, and I will just at least say the first one. The first question is, what most excites us, what most encourages us as we talk and interact with the rising generation of younger church leaders?
The allegiance to the Bible is what moves me most. There are so many younger men and women coming after us who love the Bible and who are deeply committed to being followers of what it says as opposed to jellyfish in the current of the culture. And so that's where it all starts for me. If you have an allegiance to the Bible, then it starts yielding commitments that I get excited about, like an allegiance to a sovereign God. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just thrilled that thousands of young men and women are excited about the sovereign grace of God. And they didn't get that from culture. I mean, to believe that God is sovereign over me and rules me and I have to submit to him and he saved me, I didn't save myself, is not an American way of thinking. And so they must have gotten it from God. And so that thrills me that they're yielded to his word and that they're going places like obedience to a God of sovereign grace.
And flowing out of that, it's everything's under that in some ways, but flowing out of that also is a remarkable attitude that wants to be taught and mentored in the Bible and in historic Christian confessionalism and how to minister. A bare 20 years ago, when there was another wave coming through, a lot of younger men were giving the impression, shove over and we'll show you how it's done. This generation isn't thinking like that. They're saying, show us, take us alongside, help us, pray with us, teach us. And that bespeaks a certain kind of maturity that is also not typically the American way. It's got a Christian humility to it that is, and with that also comes a kind of willingness, even eagerness, to have a Calebite spirit. Give me this mountain. More people interested in planting multiracial, multicultural churches in our cities. More people interested in the Muslim world. More people interested in tough corners, not looking for a soft option. I mean, it really is pretty impressive and very encouraging.
You asked the question, but you get to answer it.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I agree with both of you. I certainly agree that 30 years ago, for example, as you all know, I have a heart for cities. I do see far more people, far more young men and women who are willing to move to cities and minister in cities and reach cities. That's great. I think, just for a counterpoint, when I first heard the question, my first reaction was, which wing of the rising generation? I see, like so many, I guess, other generations, I see a group of rising young leaders who are they're kind of angry about orthodoxy in the past. They're trying to rework it, and they are. I also see other people probably too much in reaction to not only the culture but to them, and who are hunkering down. Put it this way: I think when I read 1 Peter 2:11-12, I see that we should be both offensive and attractive. We should expect that if we're living the way we should as Christians, there will be some people attracted to the glory of God, and yet we will always be persecuted too. So I actually see some young leaders who want to only be attractive and not offensive, and I see some young leaders who are only happy if they're offensive and they don't even care about being attractive. Mm-hmm. But I do see the ones that you and we have been talking about right here. I'm very encouraged by people who do want to be both offensive and attractive by just simply being true to the scriptures and letting the chips fall where they may, and know that if they are true to the scriptures, that's what will happen. They'll win some, they'll attract, they'll grow, there'll be conversions, and at the same time, there's inevitably going to be opposition and persecution too.
When I heard the question, I didn't take it to mean, what is this generation like?
Yeah.
Right.
Because your answer is the answer to that.
Yes.
It's mixed.
It's fragmented.
As it always is.
It's fragmented.
The question posed to us was, when you look at it, what do you get encouraged by?
I know. I was saying, well, I'm not uniformly encouraged by the whole rising generation.
Exactly, totally.
And I'm so glad that you guys took it in such a positive way. That helps
and I'm
me.
So glad that you brought balance to the whole thing, lest people think that we're incurable optimists.
But let's stay with the positive for a minute. What else do we see that makes us glad? You touched on, I mean, the reason I start with the Bible is because the Bible bears fruit in so many countercultural ways. And you mentioned racial issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has got to be one of the most remarkable things, especially within our little pond of reformed thinking, that there are so many young men and women who care about that issue, mm-hmm. who want not to go with the historic flow of racism in this country, whether you go back 300 years or just 30 years, or whether today you go with Nazi white supremacist factions. So that whole piece in this milieu is heartening.
Yes. And to follow on quickly, this is the most multi-ethnic rising generation of church leaders in America that there's ever been. And so I'm just extremely, being in New York City, I really see it, where the New York City church is just filled with terrific young emerging Christian leaders, and a minority of them are white. And so that's also a terrific encouragement.
When I think of the Bible yielding countercultural things, maybe one more thing to mention would be how many are wanting to be radically spent for the spread of the gospel among the nations. The neighborhoods and the nations, you know, the cities you mentioned. Cities are not historically easy places to be. No place is easy to do the gospel, but cities have their unique challenges. But cities where they don't speak your language or eat your food or have your remotely worldview with another religion dominating like Islam or Hinduism, that there are so many thousands who are saying, help me get there.
Right.
Help me know how to do this. I want to give my life to this. That when I was in college, there were pockets, you know, there were missions groups here and there, but this feels bigger. And so that's hugely encouraging to me.
Yeah.